Hello and welcome to another episode of Wine and Dine in LA with Anoush, where I take you behind the scenes of some iconic eateries and share my wine knowledge with you. I hope you had a great week and are ready for a fantastic weekend. Pour yourselves a glass of wine and enjoy today's conversation. Our topic today is quite exciting. In fact, because of today's topic, I can say that Americas were discovered. I will not keep you guessing anymore. We are talking today about spices, the amazing history, geography of spices, and of course, their usage. My guest for today is spiceologist and blend master, Peter Bahlavanyan. Hi, Peter. Welcome to our show.
Hi, Anoush. I'm so happy to be part of this. That's exciting.
Thank you so much. Spiceologist and blend master. What an exciting title to have.
Yes, I guess. It's a little bit exotic, right? But spice, anything related to spices becomes a bit exotic, which has always been something that I was interested in.
Yeah. Peter, I'd like to start my shows and learning about the heritage and the history of your family, where you come from, because ultimately I think that plays a major role on, the current business that you are in. So why don't you share with us your family history and how did you arrive to the United States?
Sure. Basically, my parents were both born in Beirut, Lebanon. And they came over to North America in the late 60s and established themselves in Montreal, Quebec, Canada, where I was born. And I was born and raised there. I grew up in a Armenian-Canadian household, basically going to Armenian school early on. And food was always part of, our culture. And obviously, spices always played part in defining that culture and how different it was. But I was lucky enough in my life to have two grandmothers, both of my grandmothers, live with us. And you can imagine how that was when it came to cooking meals and all the smells in the house. So I think that totally played a big impact on how I became a spiceologist. And looking back, my father also worked as a mechanical engineer for a company back then, which was called Salada, which was a tea company, but a whole department of their company, which was called Brook Bonds, was a spice section. So my garage was always filled with big containers of spices as early as I could remember. And the smells were always vivid and, that made an impression on me. And as I grew older, I basically went to school in Montreal, graduated university in film, actually, and moved to California, opening up a music shop on Hollywood Boulevard in the 90s. And since then, I basically grew into the production world of the Hollywood entertainment scene, produced for years and years and years, but spices was always kind of my hobby. And whenever I traveled anywhere around the world, I loved going off the beaten track and try to find what spices originated from that area. And that went on for, I would say, well over decades. And eventually, I came to a point in my life where I just wanted to take a break from entertainment, a real break, and I decided to open up a spice shop in Silver Lake, and that was in 2009. So that's kind of like how my world of spices, my hobby of spices, became my business of spices. And from that point on, I started being a real spice merchant, buying and trading spices from all around the world. And eventually started getting really good at blending. So I would blend for chefs, local chefs, and anybody that wanted, and also for my own repertoire. And I've blended well over 200 different blends that I've actually created with my own recipes. And it's been it's been an exciting, fun, and educating
life
for the last decade and plus. So that's where I'm at now.
That is very exciting. I mean, spices, when I think about spices, like I imagine, you know, you when you're talking about blending spices, I just imagine you like sitting in this room with these different colorful mountains of spices and powders with the like golden scale, and you are scooping and mixing. It sounds really
you're not like a fairy tale.
Yeah,
absolutely. Well, the thing was, when I opened up my shop in Silver Lake, my very first one, it was a really cute little location right on Sunset Boulevard in the Sunset Junction, but it was also hidden in plain sight. It was behind the building, so people would have to actually take a little small journey, and as they turned the back of the building and into the corner, it was almost like you walked into another world. And my shop was all glass jars filled with different spices from all around the world, different colors. And I did have a small lab, you know, in the back area where people can see me blend and scale and cut.
Mm-hmm.
And basically it was interesting, and grind the spices. And yeah, I mean, that's basically what you described, which is what people love to see and smell, the experience of walking into a place where it took them back in memories in their minds.
Sounds magical. And so I have so many questions because this is such an exciting topic. But before we talk more about it, what is spice and what is herbs? Because I'm sure a lot of people know, but just to give a clarification of what is spice, and is it a one thing? Is it a combination? What is it?
Okay, well, basically, a spice could mean pretty much everything because it's really the drying part of an item. In general, it's usually a seed, or it's usually an actual, it could be even a chili or a pepper dried. So a lot of things fall under the spice category, even though, to be descriptive, when I sell or when I talk about spices, I talk about spices, I talk about peppers, I talk about herbs, I talk about chilies. All of them for me are all different. But when it comes down to it, back in the day, oregano was considered a spice, but in reality, mm-hmm. it's a herb. Yeah, so mm-hmm. That's kind of like the tricky part. Usually the herb is pretty clear. It's when it's a leaf or it comes from a plant that is really the you know, green, or it's flowered or blossomed. So that's kind of like that puts them on the category of herbs. But yeah, I mean, it's, spices now can cover everything. You know, paprika is mm-hmm. considered a spice, even though it's really a chili, dried chili. But when it becomes dry and it becomes in that format, it turns into a spice. The spice is really the element you put into a food to give it flavor and to give it, you know, body and life.
You know what also interests me about spices, and I have, and I'm sure that has been the case for centuries and centuries, is that the spices were and still are considered as also a medicinal, for medicinal purposes.
Oh yes, I mean, in reality, almost every spice that I've encountered had some kind of a medicinal attribute to it. It really functions in a very natural way, helping either the immune system, the digestive system, fighting off bacteria. I mean, incredible amounts. It's just that we're just realizing the impact it has on our bodies, and we're purchasing spices because of it now. Back then, mm-hmm. no one really thought about it. You know, just something like cinnamon is a basic example. You know, everybody thought cinnamon would just be something that you could put on your coffee. But in reality, cinnamon is one of the top spices to deal with, let's say, diabetes, or people suffering from diabetes, high sugar levels. So the mm-hmm. simple things like that can really, you can integrate into your daily routine and food-wise, and all of a sudden, you have a healthier life. And yes, turmeric, the miracle spice of the last 5 years, has anti-inflammatory, has, you know, helps you digest your food properly, helps you deal with pain, helps you deal. I mean, the list continues to grow as they realize how effective it is in real life. And most of the medication that's being created, they're actually taken from natural ingredients. So most of them are from spices from around the world as they discover it.
Do you think that this is something that, I mean, that was obviously known many, many centuries ago. And I'm wondering what made people go back and find out and come back to using spices as a natural healing resources, as a natural preservative, because at some point a lot of people just rely on the medication. But there is a big shift towards going into the spices and natural herbs for a healthier lives, for a healthier gut, for blood pressure, for everything.
Yes. I think it's been more or less, back in the day, it was a lot of herbologists, or at least people that used natural medicines to deal with real issues back in the day, like Eastern medicine. Most of them all use spices and herbs in their thing, applications. Especially when you go all the way to, let's say, Asia and China, in places where they depend on the roots, and they really have different varieties of items that deal with different aspects of your illnesses, and very detailed as well. So, you know, and even today you walk into a Chinese medicinal store, everything that they're going to give you is all herbs and roots and, you know, natural products that basically are going to heal you or at least deal with your ailment. It's just now in the Western world, we're realizing more and more that every single spice has a place in our health. And the more we get to know the spice, the more we realize how we could use it and how to integrate it into it so that we can avoid using synthetic medication.
Mm-hmm. Do you have in your... And we can talk about more about your website, about your mixes in the second part of the show. But do you have a health booster spice mixed with like antioxidants and something that's an antimicrobial, antibacterial?
Yeah, I do. I obviously, after a while, when I had my business, people would ask me, you know, oh, I've heard that this is good for that, and I heard that this cleanses this. So obviously, I was doing research every day as I grew into the spice world, because I did approach it more at the beginning with more of the culinary aspects of it. My intrigue into the spice world was really more of an, I would have to say in a funny way, an incense approach, where I love the colors, I love the smells. And from mm-hmm. that point on, I took those values and then I started researching them individually to find out where they came from, how they affected our communities, how they defined our communities, how they've affected our lives and health-wise, and then so forth. So, and it's an ongoing process. I've been doing this for over a decade, and I can say I'm still not even close to knowing the information I would like to know about spices. But it's great because there's so many spices around the world that you even discover new ones that, you know, you don't even know, even if you've been in the business for over 10 years. So in my case, mm-hmm. I started really focusing on making specific blends and things that people would request. You know, someone would come in and say, hey, I know that there's a cleanse out there that they say it's good for you, and do you think you can make a blend of the same kind of cleanse? And I would do research, and I find out that, oh, the cleanse only, you know, basically it consists of maybe 5 or 6 ingredients. If you put them together at the right proportion, you know, they would be effective for the body. So I'd create a cleanse, you know, and then the next mm-hmm. one would be, you know, I start realizing that there's a lot of herbs that are antiviral, antibacterial. So I start creating antiviral blends. I started making stuff that were a little bit trendy, which was more like, if you had a hangover the night before, you know, you could drink this.
That's a good one for me.
Yeah. So basically you start getting, you know, actually you integrate both worlds together and you start making more. We're in the hipster capital of the world, right? Silver Lake. So people would come to us and give us the craziest stuff, and in return, it would give me a challenge to come up with something, and I would, within a short period of time, I would come up with a blend that would deal with that. And yeah, I've several of them. I even created one since the coronavirus outbreak, which basically is, I would call it my super blend. It has over, I don't know, 30 ingredients inside. Anything you could imagine that has any attributes towards the immune system is in it. And then anything that's antiviral, antibacterial is in it. So, and I call it the virus killer. You know, it's a herbal blend.
And how is it used? Do you mix it in a water, or is it in a you put it in your like yogurt or food?
This one specifically is a tisane. It's a herbal blend, so you can drink as a tea, and you could put it in other things too. But the best application for it is to put it, you know, let it seep in water and basically drink it like you would drink tea. It won't keep you up because obviously there's no caffeine in it, so you can have that at nights as well. And yeah, a lot of the drinks that I make like that, they're all made to be brewed like a tea. And, you know, use very simple, easy procedure. There's some other ones where, like the cleanse, you can add it to anything, like a shake if you want, or a malt, or any kind of drink you want, or just mix it with water and drink it like that if you'd like, if you can handle the taste, because it's got cayenne in it. So depending on what things are. And then I even have the diabetes one, which is fighting diabetes. And that you could just put into your baking, in your cooking goods. So you can actually put it in your food while you're making your food, so that you can have those ingredients in there, and that can help you while, you know, you don't even pay attention to it. So there's several ways of doing it, and I have several options for people to take. So yeah, I mean, there's also things
and all
like,
of them.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
There's also things like something specific like asafoetida, which is something people have never heard of most of the times. It's very kind of like used in Indian or Pakistani cuisine, comes from that area. And it's a very, very unusual spice. It's really the root of something, but when you get it, it's sticky and it's gooey. And the last thing you want to do is put it in your mouth. And when you smell it, you'll be like, oh my God, this smells terrible. Some people will automatically just not even get close to it. But that spice is a miracle spice. You know, it deals with almost any digestive issues in your gut. So back in the day, I found out that as I did more research, that, you know, some foods are harder to digest in the body. And asafoetida was put in there on purpose so that it could help you digest the foods better. And, you know, these are the things, the little secrets that you find out after a while, and you figure out, wow, these things are really miracle workers, you know, just like they are defined. And you just have to put some time into it and figure out what does what for you.
Peter, that sounds so interesting and so useful, especially today when the pandemic is going and the virus. Health blends that you have could be very beneficial for our listeners. So why don't you share the website where they can find it? And when we get back, we can talk more in depth about your spices and herbs.
Sure. The website is SpiceStationSilverLake.com.